This is Primetime Postscript. I'm Mike Cuthbert. Today, Karen Llewellyn caught up with the legendary stage and screen actress Barbara Luna at, of all places, a Star Trek convention. They talked about the interesting arc of her career.
Actress Barbara Luna got to be lots of different women over the years. She charmed Broadway in the original cast of South Pacific as the French planter's daughter. She mesmerized Hollywood in film classics including The Devil at 4 O'Clock with Frank Sinatra.
Who is it?
It's all right. Nothing to worry about. It's a great night, isn't it?
Yes. It smells very sweet.
Barbara's list of more than 500 television credits reads like a history of the genre itself, spanning more than 50 years. Now 67, Luna, as she prefers to be called, says that for her, the key to being so many different people so well is identification.
If you can't identify with the character, then of course you're not believable. So you have to just find that part within yourself that can make that character work.
Luna's exotically beautiful face reflects her Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Spanish, and Filipino heritage. She mostly played Eurasian and Hispanic women when first coming to television. Lots of señoritas, as she describes it. So Luna was surprised when Gene Roddenberry asked her to appear in the classic Star Trek episode Mirror Mirror in 1967. A character that would change her life.
When I was given the role of Marlena Monroe, I thought, gee, I wonder why. Why are they offering this to me? She has no accent. She talks straight. Gosh, can I do that?
You must know what you're doing. You always do. If I'm to be the woman of a Caesar, can't I know what you're up to?
And then I came to realize that all the roles given to me in the sci-fi world were of no ethnicity.
After Star Trek, Barbara began demanding more non-ethnic roles. She fought for herself, and she fought for future generations of Latina actresses.
I had many little battles with producers when I would get hired for a role that didn't require an accent, and they suddenly wanted me to have an accent, or they wanted to rename the character. I would have to march up to the producer's office and say, wait a minute, I don't want to be Carmen, I want to be Sally. So I like to think that those little mini battles that didn't seem like much back then paved the way for our actresses today, like Jennifer Lopez and Cameron Diaz and Salma Hayek. You know, they're being hired just as actresses. And I think that's fantastic.
Today, Luna still looks fantastic. She's saying thanks to her legions of Star Trek fans with a spicy 2007 Trek Babe calendar.
Well, it is a little bit PG-13, I must say. At the conventions, when I hand the calendar to the fan to look at, my first question is always, do you blush easily?
Barbara Luna says she really doesn't want to be in front of the camera anymore, preferring her freedom and what she's doing now. However, Barbara says there's always a however, she might be coaxed out of retirement if she heard from, say,
Boston Legal. I have fallen in love with William Shatner all over again. Okay. I wouldn't mind going on to that show and being the XXXXXXX Mrs. Jenny Green. And or when Manny Coto, who was the producer of Enterprise, was immediately grabbed up to produce 24, I called up Manny Coto and I said, just a walk-on, that's all. I just want to be part of CTU and talk to Chloe for a second. That's all I want to do. I'll be happy.
For Primetime Postscripts, I'm Karen Llewellyn.
This has been Primetime Postscript, made possible by AARP, and today, Karen Llewellyn.